No, for me, taking care of Snooks was a vacation. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. At 2 years old, she was a tiny child. You know, at 2 years old, I taught her how to read. And first, I taught her how to read for purely selfish reasons. I thought that if she knows how to read, I can put her in a corner with a book and she will leave me alone. But that's not what it ended up being. It was a fantastic experience that I should teach this little kid how to read. And at two and a half, 30 months, she was fluent in English. She could read every word. She could read the Boston Globe. Well, we didn't have the Globe. Unfortunately, we had the Valley News. She could read the Valley News to me in the morning.
At
2.5 years old. At 3 years old, she read to me, and I have a video of it, and I'd love for you to see it. Unfortunately, I have no access to it at the moment. I have a video of her reading an article on the use of statistics from the journal Nature. And she was not even 3 years old. She was 2 months shy of her third birthday. And she read in detail, pronouncing almost every word correctly, an article on the use of statistics from the journal Nature, which was extraordinary. Very few 3-year-olds could do this, and that got me going even more. It became more and more exciting to read to her. We skipped children's books entirely. We read very, very complicated things. And she grew up, you know, I never read, you know, silly children's books to her. I started her out on Alfred Lord Tennyson. She loved Tennyson. And we spent hours and hours and hours reading The Daisy, the Tennyson poem, which she absolutely loved. It was probably her most favorite thing ever. And I must have, I read when she went to sleep. It's a long poem. I must have read it, 20-25 times to her at one given evening.
Didn't the nickname Snooks come from a children's book that she really
liked? We believe that it came from Mother Goose.